Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to a very, very triumphant return to the Status Quo Show. We've been away for a while. We've undergone some changes. Some shit has happened. It doesn't fucking matter. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with a couple of new people here tonight. First of all, my partner in crime, who will always be here from now on, Zach the Youngblood Lewis. What's going on, buddy?
How's it going?
We got a couple of fucking new guys here. Kyle Singletary, everybody knows.
Hey.
You know, he got his nipple tase and all that shit. And then we got a new guy. Not many people know, but a couple of our listeners may remember him as kind of being a dick. That's kind of his role, and I like that. I love that about you. We have Andrew Edgren here. Go ahead and give him a nice warm up. Dad Brocho, welcome. First time here.
AJ for short. Sure.
I appreciate that, Tim T. Bro.
Nice. Oh, wow. Jesus, take it easy, bro, Montana. Now, I got tons of shit to get. God damn, it feels good to be back. Yes. Please do a round of applause. And clap. It's good to be back. Oh, I'm in fine form tonight, man. I'm gonna get fucked up. I got tons of stuff to get to. Now, first of all, I have to do a little background information since nobody knows who the fuck you are. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, Andrew?
Well, shit. I've known Kevin since middle school. Been friends since we were, 14, 15?
13 even, I would say.
Shit. Best friends through high school. I went off to college at University of Oklahoma. Lived up there for a couple years. Lived in Washington for a couple years. Moved down here about a year ago. And been a long-time listener of the show. And Kevin asked me if I wanted to come on and talk some shit. I said, fuck yeah.
I absolutely do. Nice. It's good. I think he's a good addition to have in here just because AJ has some very sophisticated comedy sometimes comebacks, and I like that. It's very smart, where Kyle's the exact opposite, but equally as funny. He's much less sophisticated about it. Now, I have to say, before you guys get too fucking cozy, now, obviously, Zach's position here is solidified. You know, he's Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Aw, thanks, Chief.
Where you guys are kind of, I'm not trying to tear you down a little bit, but you're kind of bitches for right now, and that's okay. You're at a probationary status. Now, so after that, you'll be associates, and maybe even move on to a permanent status, and I hope so. But I'm going to need you guys to woo me a little. I want you to romance me, you know, kiss my neck, tickle my balls a little, something to impress me. I want, you know, so bring anything and everything you got. Now, are you ready to get into some serious discussion?
I'm a rocker
Howard
world
school. He wants his line back.
Yeah, see, Kyle already jumped right out of the gate with a totally flat joke, and he's bumming me out right now. He's trying to be clever.
They can't all be winners.
They cannot all be winners. So, Zach, sorry.
Go ahead, please. The floor is yours, sir.
No, I've been shitting all over the floor. You go ahead.
Wow. What have you been doing since we went off the air?
Since we went off the air, yes. I dove headfirst into my other work. I work for another radio station, which I will not disclose. I have been banging another chick, which I will not disclose. All
right.
And I also still work at J. Crew, you know, and that. And so I've just been kind of doing that, and I've been picking up as many hours as I can to the station. What have you been doing, Zach?
I have picked up a speeding ticket.
Oh, well, that sucks.
Committing felonies.
Yeah.
Drinking large quantities. Moving into a house.
That's a big deal. So you guys actually moved in?
Huh?
You guys moved in?
We did.
How's the guitar work going?
Moved in last night. It's going. It's coming along. Get some help from a knowledgeable mentor. So,
meaning me?
Yes.
Oh, thanks, man. It feels good to be back, though, right?
No problem.
Dude, it feels great to be back on the mic again tonight. Doing terrestrial radio for the last 3 weeks, minding my P's and Q's every fucking day. I hate that shit.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that anymore. I'm done with that. By the way, we didn't establish it before, but we now have ways we can take calls that we didn't set up as much as I would have liked to before, but I was just really anxious to get on the air tonight. But next week, we will have a phone number for everyone to call in. We will also be available on Ustream live if you want to watch and listen.
At some point.
No, that's going to be next week.
Okay, well.
Yeah. Now, Kyle, you've been sitting there silent. You've been a total fucking dud so far. So tell me you have something funny about... I know you went to California for a while, right?
Yeah.
You needed a vacation after your... all the hard work.
Oh, yeah.
You definitely
fired jobs.
I love this fucking guy. Like, for some reason, everything always works out for Kyle. Like, no matter what he does, like, he does all kinds of stupid shit. It's like, life hands this guy lemons, he shoves them up his ass, and then he shits lemonade somehow.
I'm pretty gifted.
You really are. You don't know how that always works for you, but it does.
I lose my job, and my mom's like, hey, you want to come to California for a month?
See, that's the kind of shit I'm talking about.
Like, oh... You don't have to pay rent.
You probably need a vacation.
Yeah, perfect. Get a nice little tan on.
Mm.
Go to the lake.
You do look a little tan.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks, man.
What do you got going on?
You got me. Yummy. Yeah, we got a lot more brown sugar on your arms than I do.
It's not bad. It's not bad. I like it.
So what, you bang some chicks there? Just one?
Just one.
Just one.
Then a nice lady.
You actually like that chick?
Yeah, she's cool.
I saw a pic. Wait, did I see a pic?
Probably on Facebook, yeah.
What about
July
ass?
3rd.
Whose ass was I looking
at? That was hers.
I thought she had blonde hair.
That was a... old pick. She goes back and forth. She's actually going to go back to brunette here soon.
So. Nice cans?
Oh, great cans.
How'd you meet her?
At a bar.
Shocking.
Pistol Pete's.
You bang her the first night?
Yeah.
Shocking.
Yeah.
You wear rubber?
For a while.
This fucking guy.
Did I come in her belly like a gentleman?
Sleeveless, yes. In Seattle.
No, California.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But I just had it. That's a good name.
I don't like rubbers. They feel weird.
Dude, you're preaching to the convergence. I don't like rubbers either. I mean, nobody here likes rubbers.
She said she was on the shot.
Shot?
All right, look, so we established your most recent...
Birth control.
Dude, that's sketchy as fuck.
Everybody has to check in. I did this the very first show, and I haven't done it in a long time. Everybody check in the last time they banged. And I'm sorry to put you in this position, AJ, because I know you're at a disadvantage. I banged last night, and Zach, I knew... I'm not trying to get a little too touchy here, but we share everything on this show, and yes. I know you had been through... Not a dry spell, but a brief stint of no banging, and so...
Last Friday.
I was going to say, please tell me you got laid that night after you were here.
Yeah.
See, Zach the Younger Lewis came out with my lady friend and I, and we all got drinks.
It was discussed in private, and I was like, no, it's not going to happen, like, as soon as you go back to my place. I was like, this is awesome, we should do this again sometime.
It was a great night. We smoked drugs, and we drank. Yeah, show everybody the picture of the ass. In fact, we'll probably have this on our Facebook later today.
The tramp stamp with the ghetto booty is pretty nice.
Oh, yeah.
It really is pretty cool, right?
It's three horseshoes with some barbed wire. It's pretty nice.
It feels great to be back. I feel like the training wheels are off. I'm not in any way barred. I can say whatever the fuck I want. If AJ or Kyle bore me, I'm going to tell them to shut the fuck up. Not you, Zach. You know, you've already been tried and true. Yeah, you know, you're my partner already. I know that you're good on the air.
But if I'm boring, you should still tell me to shut the fuck up.
And like Kyle can be funny on the air, but there's still times I'll probably want to tell him to shut the fuck up. The more he drinks, especially. Yep. Kyle, shotgun a beer.
I don't drink.
Shotgun a beer.
Okay.
Kyle's going to go shotgun a beer. Now, I want to dive into a little bit of conversation here. And I have to say, a lot of these topics... Oh, am I pulling back the curtain? Excuse me. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Jesus. Oh, gee. A couple of these topics were brought to me by Andrew, which I'm impressed by.
Really?
Yeah, no. He came up with some good stuff.
Oh, shit.
I'm trying to blow your skirt up early on, sweetheart.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, man. We'll talk after the show, babe. Now, first, I wanted to talk about jerking off at work. Jerking off at work. Because jerking off is always funny conversation. I mean, everybody can get into it. Any guy who's listening, anybody who's on the show...
It's true.
...can talk about jerking off at work. Because I know I've done it. Multiple places, probably.
Multiple workplaces?
Yes. Nice. Talk louder when you're over there, man. Kyle's shotgunning a beer right now. Go ahead. Bottoms
I've
up.
Done it.
Bottoms up. Yeah, you go ahead and drink that. Zach, have you ever done it?
Twice, two different jobs.
Twice, two different jobs.
Yeah.
Sometimes go ahead.
You just got to get it out.
Let the poison out, man.
Both in the handicap stall. That extra room is nice.
It's lucky that there's conveniently a handicap stall every time you decided you wanted to stroke one out at work.
What are you going
to
do? I'm a kicker.
Where were you working? Can you tell us?
Huh? The first time was at the movie theater.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's primo.
It's 3 a.m.
What was your method, though? Like, how did the mood strike?
My girlfriend had come over.
Oh,
like,
so
I'd
she
come
kinda...
for like 2 hours. She'd just come over and hung out while I was doing shit like late at night.
She kind of got you going a little bit.
Yeah, and I was like, well, hang around and we'll go back to my place. And I was like, nah, I gotta go home. I was like, fuck. So she left and I was like, oh, fuck it, why not?
So what did you do? You went to the handicap stall.
Yep.
You didn't sit down on the toilet.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
You sit down and jerk off. Oh,
like this? So obviously you're going dry handed. You're not gonna get some soft soap.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
And what did you shoot straight into the toilet?
Because
see, I don't know if I could do that. I mean, there's not a lot of berth between like my junk and the lid of the toilet, so I think like I would probably have to stand up and like point down. Like
I had,
and that was just to totally kill the mood. I don't think I could even come.
I had a wad of toilet paper.
Oh, so you came in the tissues.
Yep. Can I just?
You
toss
sat
in?
Down while you jerked off at work. Well, I guess
you stand
I did that
up?
Once too. One sitting, one standing.
Really?
Yeah.
See, you can be shit for sitting.
The first time I ever did it was through jeans.
Oh my god!
What?
Walk around in your spunk-covered underpants for the rest of the day.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
This was actually, AJ and I both worked at the same place. I worked at Tom Thumb.
You jerked off at Tom Thumb, too?
Yeah.
Dude, I totally did that.
Yeah, like, I would go to the bed and, like, grab a Maxim or FHM, whichever was better that month.
Yeah.
I think that was back when we were both, like, 15. I didn't need a magazine. I didn't need a reason or anything like that. I just went into the bathroom, stood over the toilet.
Really?
Yep.
You didn't have a magazine or anything?
But you know, the worst part was I was wearing a belt, and like I had to keep on stopping when anybody came in, so I think it took me like 20 minutes, but oddly enough, Susie never noticed, so...
No, dude, I would take my fucking time. Like, I would grab a Maxim going on my shift, they'd be like, Kevin, go mop the bathroom, which meant Kevin, go jerk off. which I'm not going to complain about. I'm like, all right, sounds good. And then I would mop the bathroom with toilet water. I wouldn't even bring the broom bucket in there.
So wait, you were on the clock?
Oh, yeah, I was definitely on the clock. And I would go, dude, look at my work ethic when I was 15 years old. It's obviously substantial. Subpar, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
Well, yeah, I guess I was getting paid to jerk off. What are you doing? You got a fart or something?
I was, but I don't want to do a gay fart. I want it to be a big, like, you know, bass note, awesome one.
Yeah, so don't waste my time with that shit.
I know, that's why I didn't say
that. All right, sit down.
I didn't say the magic word.
Let it fester.
Anyway, I would grab like an H&M. I would go into the bathroom.
H&M?
FHM.
Okay. FHM?
H&M is a good store, by the way. Okay. Or a Maxim, whatever. I don't even think FHM is around anymore. Stuff. That's the American
What the fuck
edition.
Is FHM?
It was like a Maxim.
FHM and Maxim.
But Stuff was like a...
Stuff was shit.
Stuff
yeah,
was like...
They got rid of FHM and Stuff.
But Stuff was part of FHM.
Or Maxim or whatever. It was like a...
Yeah.
Oh.
It doesn't matter. Shut the fuck up. I just want to talk about... I was in the bathroom at Tom Thumb. So I would get a magazine, and I wasn't as bold as Asia. I didn't just want to whip my dick out while I was sitting on it. That's just too much for me, especially at that age. I was not that...
Wait. AJ, did you sit or stand?
I stood.
He stood.
Fucking Christ.
I was sitting, by the way. I forgot to mention that.
Okay.
But I had my pants on. And like I would get a
butt. That makes it okay.
I would find a picture that I liked. I would generally, back in that day, go for anything where I could see some ass. That was always my thing, especially like with thong. Like, oh, that was always
nice.
A grand.
Oh, boy.
So I went to like a chub, you know, usually going like through my pants, like parallel to my leg. And then I would just kind of, you know... Kind of rub one out. I might even move the knees back and forth like that until then I'll just blow a load in my pants. But at that time of my life, it probably hadn't been that long since I rubbed my last one out. So I knew it was never going to be a big load. I was probably dry welling by the time I did that anyway.
Nice.
Hopefully.
Yeah, and that was the first time. The next time was when I worked at NCTC when I was the supervisor for the AV department. And I was like 20 years old when this happened. I found this site that wouldn't leave cookies that didn't show porno, but it would show chicks stripping down to like underwears. And I thought that was, like, pretty fucking hot or whatever. And I watched those for, like, an hour. And then I would go into the bathroom, and I did exactly what AJ did at Tom Thumb, where I just whipped out my ween and jerked it and shot straight into the toilet.
No mess.
Nope, no mess. No cleanup. And I only did that once. The Tom Thumb thing probably happened two or three times.
Like, you build up, like, a bank of images in your head, and you're like, all right, I gotta go jack off.
That's exactly
quick
right. I've been just waiting for, like, the final one. I'm like, oh, that's it. It's gonna happen.
Like,
no,
close one eye and run down the hall.
Listen, hey, my overhead light bulb came out. I'm like, give me 10 minutes, I'll be there. I swear to God.
I got one.
All right.
All right, you can't say where, because you know where I used to work. Just don't say the name.
It doesn't matter. You don't work there anymore.
Yeah, just don't say the fucking name.
Kyle, you're being a pussy, man.
All right, whatever.
No,
so,
stop. Say where you work.
Fuck off.
Do it.
No, dude, I might want to work there again, you dipshit.
How are we going to work there again? I don't know a single place you didn't get fired from.
All right, I'm not going to tell a story then.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
Get all butthurt on my show.
You're going to know what to say. But, so, I wouldn't have service down in the docks below. I'd be, like, up in the high-rises because I used to deliver for, like, in downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd load it up, the whole video on my cell phone. And then you could take it. I could take it down to my work
truck. Oh, like, wait. Yeah, so, like, you wait for it to buffer?
Yeah, you wait for it to buffer. And then I took it all the way down to my work truck. And then you could back it up and just watch the whole thing. And
like, hey. So you jerked off in the truck?
Yeah.
Where'd you come?
The back of the truck. I had napkins.
Napkins?
Lunch napkins.
Oh, I think his is the grossest so far.
Whatever.
That actually fucking terrifies me because the job I work at, we deal with box trucks.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I can tell you, a lot of the time when those are returned, there are napkins all over the fucking place.
Oh, a bunch of Kyles out there.
Dude, yeah, and these are like the foulest people in the world. I mean, there will be beer cans and shit in there. They don't care.
Working for who you work for now, have you ever jerked off?
No, not here.
No?
Nice.
Well, good for you.
I didn't jerk off at my last job.
Kevin, when you were blowing it in your pants and so you went back to work, was there any cleanup there? Or you just like...
Nah.
Really?
Yeah.
You're
that's
telling
fucking
me.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it's not that disgusting.
Your boxes were like stuck to your leg.
Look,
or
no. Okay, I would say it's like the equivalent of an... I think everyone can relate to this. When, say you're messing around with a girl for a long time, like before you actually bang, like making out, dry humping, all that stuff, you always have a little bit of sauce in there. It was about that amount of sauce.
Yeah, but you do that and you work like 3 hours getting home and trying to pull off your boxers is probably like trying to pull apart a day-old grilled cheese.
Yeah, like pulling apart the stuck-together pages of an FHM after
yeah.
I came on it.
How are you telling me that...
A grilled cheese.
Going down into my own private little truck and then blowing a load in some napkins is grosser than blowing a load in my jeans. Because
it's a sweaty ass.
You're probably right.
Truck.
It's probably not.
It's wintertime.
It smells like asshole.
He's probably right. I'm probably way more gross. Not only did I do it in a public place, but I came in my pants.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
That ramps it up significantly.
Anybody could have walked into the bathroom. Nobody's going to come into my
Yeah, and then
truck.
I walked around for like exactly 3 hours with the fucking creamy Italian in my pants.
A little bit of Pearl Jam.
Yeah, I mean,
vanilla wafer.
What?
Well, after it dried.
Oh.
Oh my god. That's the first bomb joke in that. Actually, there's a second. You had
okay, cool.
Way.
I'll be the bomb.
Hey, you guys are
the bomb single tape.
I think we just call you Kyle the fuckstick single tape.
I'll take it.
All right. Anybody ever jerk off in a sock?
In a sock?
Ew.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I did it too.
It's gross.
You never did that?
No.
You never tried?
I like my socks, man.
Dude,
they're so hard to find. I got big feet.
Do you even know how many garments there are that I legitimately liked throughout my youth that I probably came on?
Well,
I can't even
touché,
tell you.
Touche, sales,
yeah.
Not to mention, I mean, when you're talking about getting sauce on stuff, whenever you're messing around with a girl, say you leave your shirt on and a girl, you're banging a chick and she's on top of you,
yeah.
A lot of times
she's
responsible for a lot of sauce on you. And that's always like, damn it, that wasn't even my fault.
Yeah.
But like I said, that always dries clear. That goes away in like 2 seconds. It's the man sauce that gets all gross.
Mm-hmm.
Like
agreed.
Yeah. Like leaves a Bob Crunchit on your fucking...
Bob Crunchit.
Wow.
All right, so I definitely jerked off into a sock.
I don't
know what the appeal was. Or what
why did you do it?
I think probably from after seeing American Pie, I was like, I should try
that. I think I saw you, me, and Dupree.
The sock?
And
yeah.
Really?
No, I don't know if I put lube in it or anything.
Okay.
It's just like the softness of the sock stroking my...
Can I interject here?
Sure.
Asshole. What? You mentioned something about lotion earlier.
I did?
Remember you asked him if you... Well, like, you're like, there's no soap, so you gotta go dry.
Oh, right. I use lotion every time I jerk off.
So. Really? So, I do when I go right-handed, but then I jerk off dry left-handed.
Because you want it to feel like a handy when you're doing it with your non-dominant hand. Well, that makes total sense to me. Anyway.
Are you guys ambidextrous?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, actually, now that you mention it,
can you write with your left and your right hand?
Well, I jerk off. Yeah.
What's that about jerking? I can't write with my left hand. I can jerk off with my left.
That's right. I jerk off with my left. Now, when I broke my arm and my left arm was out of commission for like 3 months, I had to jerk off with my right, and it got kind of bothersome.
Okay.
Like, it was horrible after a while. Like, I do not want to do this with that hand anymore. Like, it's
whether,
no good.
Whether or not you can jack off your left and right hand does not mean you're ambidextrous. That's
yeah,
because
we
every
were
dude in the
world
is ambidextrous.
Yes, he meant ambidextrous within
the
context of masturbation.
Who isn't, then? That's the dumbest question. Yeah, I can jack off with both hands.
But do you? Is that, like, a regular thing?
Regularly?
Yeah. How often do you try the non-dominant hand?
Probably about every 3 or 4 times.
See, that's... I never do that.
See, I
like
right.
mix it in there. I mean, I don't, like, jerk off predominantly with my left hand, but,
you switch back and forth?
Yeah.
I bet you're one of those dudes that, like, cups his balls while he jerks off, too.
Well...
Only sometimes.
Have you... You guys... Yeah. Oh, my God.
I kind of, like, tickle the butthole, too.
You do not. You're just going for shocks.
Whatever.
There's no way you actually touched your asshole with your fingers.
How would you ever know?
You know your fingers would stink after that. Stop! God! For everyone listening, Kyle has touched his fucking claws to my goddamn nostrils. Never again. That's not funny.
Good stuff.
Not good stuff. Shut up.
They like
exactly, Youngblood Lewis. You're supposed to be my fucking... You're my consigliere.
No, listen,
Kyle.
That
was good.
All right. Another thing... This actually was brought to my attention by Andrew. Pulling back the curtain, everybody.
Oh, shit.
I hope this doesn't really show for you.
Come on.
Don't you want credit? Zits in weird places. Where's the weirdest place you guys ever had a zit?
Jesus, man. I've had them on my balls, my dick.
Tell me about the ball zit.
Huh?
Was it like a normal zit on your balls?
Oh, shit, man. Like, it was a couple years ago. I was working at Abercrombie, and they had, like, this big-ass full-length mirror in the bathroom so you could, I guess, check yourself out before you went
Yeah, we have that at Crew.
Anyways, yeah, one day I noticed, like, a zit on my balls, and I kept on trying to squeeze it because it seems like, you know, your balls, the skin there is limp, like, you know. If you squeeze it, it should explode.
Right, it's
there's no way you can go, right?
But it's also very tough skin.
See, and that's what I found out, because it just, no matter how much I squeezed it, it wouldn't work.
It's like a catcher's mitt, man. It's like very tough. It's like a fraternity couch. It's very leathery and tough. Yeah. So how did you...
Casting couch, Kevin.
Oh, yeah, there you
couch.
Go. How did you eventually rupture this...
Well, shit, so I go to the bathroom like 5 times a day trying to do it, nothing happening. Do it like 5 more times when I get home, nothing happening. I wake up the next day and look at my ball sack. This shit has swelled up to the size of, like, a fucking golf ball. Like, and I'm like...
Okay, don't exaggerate. We're talking about golf ball like
dude,
a marble.
I'm not kidding. Like, It looked like I had a third testicle. Like, I was ready to go to the doctor. I shit you not. I'm like, at this point,
I believe H on this too. He's a hypochondriac, like a motherfucker.
Yeah, at this point, it still doesn't have like a white head on it or anything like that. So I'm like,
it's just a big sore bump.
Yeah.
Were you a little worried it was like herpes or something?
Yes.
I would be.
Naturally.
Anyway, so I go to work and like I'm freaking out all day. Like I refuse to go to the bathroom because I don't want to see what's developing. And then finally, I can't hold it anymore, so I do. And sure enough, it's got a big white head on there. Squeeze it, and zits buzz flies like 2 feet through the air.
That's what I was going to ask. Is it one of those ones where you feel like it's going to yield like a big projectile thing? Yes. Or is it one of those ones where you think it's going to be like that and you squeeze it and just oozes out?
No, like I squeezed it. Like I heard it pop and like, it was actually in front of the mirror. I don't know why.
Did it hit the mirror? Please tell me it hit the mirror.
Yes.
Yes.
Like,
dude, a cockstick that hit the mirror?
You wipe it off?
Yeah.
Oh,
I wasn't going to leave it there for somebody to walk in and be like, what the fuck happened?
We've all had those zits that hit the mirror, right?
Rarely. Honestly, I think I've only had one in my entire life.
Really?
Oh, that was a couple months ago. Because I used to have, like, in junior high.
That's true. You got a baby face, kind of.
But they weren't that bad. Like, a couple months ago, I had one on my face. Like, popped. It was like, pop. I was like, oh, shit.
Did you ever sit on your dick or balls?
Dick once.
Dick me once, too. On the head.
Really?
Yeah.
I was on the shaft. There's nothing. That shit went away in like a day.
I think I had a ball one also once.
Really?
Yeah, I've had the most gnarly ones I've ever had, which I think are from ingrown hairs from when I shaved my region. Yeah. I've had ones like on the groin, dude, that are fucking gnarly.
I had one on the butt cheek.
Dude, I had butt cheek ones like at least
like
a couple
right
times,
here?
Like twice a year maybe.
I think because I sit on it, it gets irritated.
Especially in the summer, like it gets greasy.
You sit on your ass and it gets irritated.
No, but I think like in the summer like you sweat and it gets greasy and like that's what I think causes. Like oils and whatnot seep in.
It's your ass, dude.
You never had an ass sit?
No.
Oh, I can feel it just from sitting down when I have one, like from the soreness.
Oh, yeah.
Like through jeans.
Yeah, I was on the toilet and I popped that bitch and was like over the shower curtain.
See, I bet
it was blood, dude. It was
oh, they always bleed. Oh, yeah. Always. Assets always bleed, but acid for some reason more than any other zits, like I have to squeeze the fucking shit out of it, dude. It hurts.
Oh yeah.
But I've had ones where I squeeze the fucking shit out of it and then it just leaks out, and I've had ones where I squeeze the fucking shit out of it and it shoots out and I'm like, yeah! I feel like center bass, I'm like, I fucking got you!
More or less than back zits.
Ooh, those are probably some of the most tender zits.
No, those ones are like you have to squeeze it.
Yeah.
And it hurts so much.
But those ones are never projectile ones. Those are always the ooze out. For me anyway.
Yeah, me too.
All my best projectile ones were ones on my face where, like, I fucked with it for days and nothing happened, and I was like, I guess I can give up on this, and then wake up one morning, there's a big, fat, white head, and you squeeze the shit out of it, and it shoots out of the mirror.
Yep.
And it feels so satisfying. It really is. It's almost as good as shooting a load. Or having to piss when you're really drunk.
I don't know about that.
Popping a zit on your ass, almost as good as blowing a load.
All right, look, we got
to return to the topic of blowing loads. I know you mentioned that you were right arm was out of condition for a while when it was broken.
Left arm.
Left arm, my bad.
Sorry.
The first time you jerked off that arm after that, how'd you feel?
All right, well, first of all, I had like full gain like use of my arm left, but I was still trying to stretch it out because like for a while, my arm was stuck in this position. Like over the months, I had to get it to where I could stretch it out again, and so I was still taking a lot of hydrocodone. And for whatever reason, that like dulled the senses, and so like it felt good, but it wasn't as good as like the first time that I gave like a full blown like sober load. Like that was very satisfying. That wasn't for a long time later. It was a shitty recovery.
Felt like a pitcher coming out of retirement.
Right? Yeah, I really did. Yeah. I was throwing 90-mile-per-hour fastballs for like the next couple of days. This is a question I propose to everybody, just because we got a little bit left before we get a break. By the way, after break, we got tons of stuff we're going to get to. I got bits for you. We're going to do some chat roulette. Everybody get excited about that. I'll explain to you what that is after the break. But see, Kyle and AJ are a little uninitiated. Not Kyle, I mean, with the tasing. He's done tasing and bizarre foods, but he has not done waxing. And neither is AJ.
And Edward 40s.
And Edward 40s, which Zach and I haven't even done. No. So I want to wax these fucks when we get back. But I'm not going to make a whole bit out of it. I just want to do it quick. But I have to ask real quick before we get a break, because we got all bros here, and this is a great topic. Would you rather fuck, I mean, when it comes down to it, a really old chick, but she's good looking, or a real fat chick, but she's hot?
Wait, what?
A really old chick or a really fat chick?
Like a gill for a chubster?
Yes.
Like a really attractive chubster.
Yes.
But a, like, attractive MILF with a butter face?
No, not a MILF. Older than a MILF. Like, I'm talking wrinkles.
GILF.
With a ketchup. You
talking about, like,
a face.
Yes.
Okay.
We're talking about, like, a broad from Downton Abbey or something like that.
But she's got a tight bod.
I don't know that reference.
She's got a tight bod?
I don't know what her bod looks like.
Well, you're asking the fucking question, man.
You're right. I
like chubby chicks, so I'll just take chubby chicks.
You want to know what my notes say? They say really old chick or really fat chicks. I didn't dive that deep into it.
Fat?
You would take the fat?
Go.
Say it's like, say she's like 50.
How many 50-year-olds have I banged? Zero. How many chubby chicks have I banged? A lot.
Yeah, I guess you and I are in the
same
boat. What
a fantastic opportunity to bang a 50-year-old.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean,
well,
go on.
What you know, yeah.
But there's all kinds of stipulations you could add
chubby
to this. Chubby
chicks do more stuff.
I believe
that's
you.
True, but what if it's a 50-year-old who, she's 50.
It could be some
but
desperate
50-year-olds.
How about a fat, old 50-year-old?
Well, who the fuck would want to do that?
Me?
I don't
is
think,
she hot?
How could you be hot?
What? Little hole, little heat, I'm not concerned.
Don't say that. I hate when you say that. Get out of here. Zach, what do you think about that?
I'd probably go chubby.
Me too.
It's a tight rope, but...
It is. You're walking up. AJ, what do you think?
50 is not that old. I'd probably go with the old broad.
Say she's got a, say the older broad's got a tight body.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, her face may be a little wrinkled, a little busted, but the body still looks good. Like a Catherine Keener kind of situation.
Well, like used to be a tennis player?
Yeah, I definitely like Catherine Keener.
Yeah, so did I. I'm going with that for sure.
Yeah, okay, so we're going back to that.
Well, it was funny, actually, a couple weeks ago, there was a grande on Fry Street that totally would have fucked AJ.
Yeah,
she did.
Was she cute?
No.
Oh, I forgot to check in, AJ. When was the last time you got laid?
It's a wasteland out here, man. New Year's.
All right, so...
Damn, I was on that boat.
Okay, so say that it had been New Year's since you got laid, and you were in AJ's situation, you would have banged a grande.
What kind of, like, how grande?
Nice, she, pretty grande.
Yeah, she was probably, like, double my weight, and I'm not a small guy.
Pretty grande, but the face was all right.
I don't do, well, double his weight.
See, I don't know, like, if I was in AJ's situation,
she's... Like, she's shorter than me.
She's buying me drinks, and, like, I'm sure it factored in that... She wasn't just buying you drinks. You were also with me and a lady friend. Like, that weighs into your decision, man.
I can say definitely I would have been very embarrassed to walk back over to you and her and be like, I'm going to leave with her. I think I probably never would have heard the end of that.
If it was just me, I wouldn't have fucked with you that much.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
But I might have done it, dude. I might have banged the grande.
We would be talking about it
what
right
was
now
only
if we were done
quality?
It.
She was sweet, and she bought him drinks.
Yeah, she was
besides that,
decent
she was
face,
nice tits,
that I was
decent
face,
that
she
hand.
She was heavy enough to where I didn't even
fat
like the tits.
Chicks with this hand have confidence.
Really?
Yeah, because they're not afraid to show their body.
You ever see a fat chick with a trans stand?
Melons.
She's not really that fat though. The chick we're talking about was more grande than her.
Fat. Oh,
like
obese?
She was overall rotund, where I feel like Melons is just like her stomach.
Yeah, yeah, so she was obese. She had fat legs, fat arms.
Yeah, she was obese.
Yeah, she was obese.
Yeah.
I've never been an obese girl.
I would have given her my obese. I wouldn't have probably fucked her, but maybe, I don't know. Like, if it had been since, like, a lot of guys like Sajak and everybody say that they're like a sex camel where he's like, I get laid every once in a while and that'll do me for a while. Like,
a
I don't
sex
need.
Camel?
Yeah, like, you store it up. Like, I don't need to bang for a while because I got laid. Where I'm the exact opposite of that, dude. I gotta have, like, some kind of ego stroking. Like, I have to bang somebody. I have to have validation that I'm not, like, a total douche.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I desire that, whatever the fuck it is. So, I might have done it. I don't know.
Maybe.
To each his own. Now, look, I got tons of other topics to get to. We're going to do some waxing. We're going to do chap roulette. Shit, I only got to about three of the things on my list. Unbelievable. You know, it's so good to be back. We'll be right back with you guys after a short break. You're listening to the brand new Status Bro Show.
You're listening to the Status Bro.
Alright, everybody, we're back from our little break here, and being as this is the first show in a while, we're riddled with fucking technical problems, but I think we got everything worked out for now. And I want to dive into topics right now. I don't want to talk about anything. I want to get into a bit we came up with, Zach the Youngblood Lewis and myself, called Chat Roulette, where we get on Chat Roulette, and I feel like we can fuck with people in a way that will be funny, especially Kyle, because Kyle will do fucking anything. Kyle will flash his dick, he'll wave his ass, he'll do all kinds of stuff. You guys want to get on here and see what kind of stuff we can come up with?
I'll show a little ball.
Yeah, dude, why not?
All right, no, wait, calm down. Let's see if we can get going first.
All right. You want AJ and I to move so we're like Behind the camera, you know, so you can see us.
Oh, okay, okay.
Just hang out over here.
Yeah, here, you know what? We'll tilt it this way. So
we can sit here and commentate? Yeah, all right.
Move your mic out of the way, though.
I gotta have the mic on the speaker, man.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So, you know, I mean, this is working. I think the mic there, too, makes people almost more inclined to speak to us.
Yeah.
What if I aim it down that way?
On over here.
Is that better or worse?
Over here.
There we go.
Get my head in.
Let me make sure it's still picking me up. Okay, still picking me up really well.
All right.
You guys want? I want Kyle in here, though. I'm going to get out of the way. Okay, so if I hang back here, is it still picking me up?
Yeah,
check.
You're good.
Yeah. It's still pretty good. All
right.
I'm sure our listeners will enjoy hearing about our technical issues.
You ready?
Shut the fuck up, AJ. You guys ready to start?
Do it.
Yep. Random shot.
All right, what do we got? We got
someone
from
age
24. Hey, what's up, dude? Aw, you fucking asshole.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going, man? You're on the Status Bro Show. Oh,
you have a dick?
Hey, dude, show us your dick. Come on.
Wiener, please.
Hey!
Yo, wait, what's
sex
going on,
cam!
Man?
Do it now!
Oh.
Fucking.
You're on the radio!
Nobody's
got any
patience.
I fucked
you
up!
Yes,
show
your dick!
Hey, what's up, man? You're on the radio.
Hey, what's up?
These guys all suck. This is a horrible.
Fuck.
Oh! What's your favorite scary movie?
It's a guy in a scream mask.
Yo! Dude, you're on the Status Bro Show.
You're on the radio. Say something funny, asshole.
Say something funny.
What are you? The guy's playing with a baby's toy while I'm wearing a fucking scream mask.
Yeah.
Can you hear us, asshole? Not if you can hear us.
This is bad. Put your dick
out.
Oh,
what a bust. Show me something funny. One of you assholes. Hey, what's up,
man? Just Nick.
Hey.
Oh.
Whoa.
Hey.
Just here seeing, man.
This is a guy with no shirt on.
What's up?
Yeah.
Whoa!
This is a guy rubbing
we almost saw some donga. What's up?
Hey,
radio.
You're on the Status Bro Show. What's up, bro?
You're on the radio, man.
California.
I clicked out so fast.
That guy looks scared as shit.
Portugal.
Come on. Oh, please.
Get
what is
your
this?
Fucking
what is this fucking mother?
Here.
May I? We can't even fucking see you, asshole.
Get out.
Oh, hey.
You
guys
have a 50-50 chance.
Hey, what's up, man? You're on the radio. Nobody wants to talk to us. Oh, that guy didn't even see us.
What up, Ginger?
What up, Ginge? You're on the radio, Red. Come on, talk to us.
Hey, what's up, Red? You're on the Status Bro Show.
Yeah, talk to us. Oh, all right, I'm sorry, Hey, I do an internet podcast called The Status Bro Show. What's up, man?
Nothing much, dude. How's it going?
Pretty good. My name's Kevin. I'm the host. What are you up to?
I don't know. Like, I'm just kind of bored on chat roulette and stuff.
Are you going to show us your dick?
Hey, stop. Look, you sound like you got an accent. Where are you from, buddy?
I'm Southern New York. And he just said dick on the podcast. That is not cool.
He did. We are very uncensored here.
It's true.
Uncensored. So I can say poop and it won't be censored?
That is
correct.
Whoa,
dude.
You can say poop cock.
Yeah, you can say fuck shit.
Yeah. Well, this is the best podcast ever.
Thank you.
Hey, subscribe. We need more listeners.
Yeah, make sure to like our page on Facebook.
The Status Bro Show. It's free to download.
Did you say the podcast is?
The Status Bro Show.
You type it in?
Yeah, type it in for him.
Oh, yeah.
The Status?
Hold on, I got you. Yeah, there
look
you
it
go.
Up on iTunes. It's going to be episode 21, bro.
Did you say you live in fucking New Jersey?
It's like blackjack.
What?
Look.
I said 21.
Yeah.
What is this? Oh, he's a Nazi.
I did say
21. Oh, look. Hey, look, man, I appreciate you being a good sport. We're going to have to let you go.
Later,
but,
Ginger.
Yeah, later, Red.
Yeah, the Ginger destroys swastika on the...
Oh, hey, how's it going? You're on the... Hey!
What up, dork?
What's up, bad haircuts? You're on the Status Bro Show, man.
Hey, you're on the Status Bro.
Yeah, what's up? You're on the radio.
Ven conmigo.
Oh! Yeah. His point is for...
Show us your cock! Show us your cock!
Watch out, we got a badass.
Got sunglasses on, dude. Muscles glasses over here.
What's up? Get your dick out!
Oh, yeah! Yeah, this guy's showing us his ass!
Yeah.
Put your dick! Do it, go!
Oh, he got it!
Oh, damn it! This guy's perfect! Oh,
what up, dork?
What the fuck?
Hey, Jake, hold on.
Hey, dude! We'd love to talk to you on the radio, but I think you're late for Comic-Con.
Oh! Oh, shit.
Sick war paint, dude. You about to go fight some of the cowboys?
Yeah, the Walking Dead called, and even they said, fuck off.
Go next.
Oh, all right, yeah.
What are you going to do? Wait, what are you going to do?
Oh, God, he's boring as shit. Let's see what else we got. John Kay, what's up, man? You're on the Status Quo Show.
Dick.
You're on the radio. What's up? Say podcast. Something. Say something important.
What?
Shh. There's a guy sitting in a dark room.
Can you hear us?
You're on the radio. You're on the Status Quo Show.
He's drawing a cock and balls.
I'm your co-host. Oh, is that... Ooh.
That's the smallest dick I've ever seen.
Two circles?
Grow a dick, faggot.
Really? I thought it looked like a pair of tits with your mom's head on.
The balls are split. Let me show this guy how to draw a cock.
Dude, Kyle, get out of here.
Let me start
this
drawing
is not
a cock.
Radio.
I'm gonna
I don't know about
this
that.
This guy's sitting there with headphones on. Show me your ass or something.
Whatever.
Do something funny. The audience can't see you drawing your dick out.
Yeah, no, they can't. Here, I'll show my
your
balls. Ass.
Yeah, show me your balls. All right, come on. Stick around for some balls, buddy. Come on, here we go. Here we go. Come on, right? That's good radio.
Yeah, shit.
Come on, talk to me. Talk to me. I'm your host, all right?
What's he typing?
Oh, he says we're faggots. Dude, come on.
We try.
Let's get a little gay here. Show us some skin.
Let's do it.
Show us a little something. Something to keep... Ooh, flashing dicks. Yeah, that's right. Come on, buddy. Show us a little something. Give us something to go off of.
Dude.
Oh!
Yeah!
Whoa! Dude, I got a partial right now, man. I'm at least half-cocked. Show me a little bit more and I'll be full-mast.
Come on.
Oh, come on. Dude, don't touch the mic. Don't touch the mic.
This is some dude sitting in a dark room. This is
awesome. All right, look, you're boring the fuck out of us. We'll see you later, faggot.
You'll see him in the next up.
Who's next? Yeah. Get out of here. Oh, look at this guy.
Hey,
oh.
Is that Edward Scissorhands?
Dude, your brother is on here?
Yeah, dude, that hair did look like my brother. Right, what's up, man? You're on the radio.
Nope.
No?
He's in
Turkey.
You don't know what the fuck is going on.
Oh, yeah, fuck that guy. Hey, what's up, brother?
Hey, what up, Jigaboo Jones?
You're on the radio, man.
Hey,
yeah,
you're
this
on
guy.
The Status Bro
guy.
Show, bro.
Come on, talk to us, man. You're on the radio.
Oh, gone.
Oh, you fucking pussy. Hey, what's a nerd? Should we bail on this bit? Is this translating at all to the radio? I have no idea.
Yeah, we should probably get out of here.
Ooh, look at this guy. Looks like Zach Priest.
What up, creep?
Hey,
what's going on?
Show us your tits.
Yeah, what's up, babe? You're on the radio. Oh, is that it? You're going to click us off? Oh, come on.
So,
come on, hang out. It's the Status Bro Show. We do a radio show.
You're on the internet.
Oh, you pussy. Hey, what's up, guys? You're on the radio.
You're on the Status Bro Show.
Yeah, man.
Hey, what up, dorks? You're on the Status Bro.
The state of the country.
Dude, you're on the radio.
Georgia. Armenia sucks.
Can you fucking speak or
be drunk?
Can you spit out the homo cum and talk like a coherent adult?
Like four dudes in a dark room.
All right, these guys are a waste of skin. Let's move on.
A waste of skin.
Can we be done with this?
Yeah, let's be done with this.
Hey.
I want to talk to a chick. Let's go try to get one chick.
Chicks, we're gonna
fucking. Why not? We like.
Hey! You're on the Status Bro Show.
You're on the radio. Talk to us.
Can you hear us?
You're on the radio.
Can you hear us?
Can you hear us?
Can you
hear us?
You're on the radio.
Yeah, you're
say
on the radio.
Say something. You're on the radio.
It's a redhead chick?
Yeah, it's a redhead chick.
I like
she's laughing very hard.
Yeah.
I like red hair.
You're beautiful.
I like radio. I like tits.
Say something.
Come on, let's talk.
You got some baby blues there.
Can we get something going here? What's the score?
Make your butthole wink.
All right.
She's probably just like watching a movie.
Oh, yeah,
I got her gone.
All right. Oh, whoa,
hey,
look at that guy's shirt and glasses. Yeah, Corey Hart. Dude, people are clicking us off so fast. Tongue flick. Hey, oh, shit. All right,
let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's get out of here. Look,
I haven't
done.
Seen one
we're
penis
done.
In
no,
the
we're out of here. We're out of here. I know. What the fuck?
God.
God.
I had my money on penis.
Whoa! Oh, dude, ass! What? That was a straight up ass! Oh, man.
I was too naked, dude.
Oh, this is too much fun. I really wanted somebody to fuck with this. Like, everybody's such
I
a
agree.
Bitch. I mean, it's a lot of fun, but I feel like it's only fun for us and not for the listeners.
We should do it again sometime.
We will. We'll be back next time, all you fucking... whatever. Oh. Yeah, absolutely. Look, I want Kyle to get initiated a little bit more, because he's never been waxed. Wait, AJ, you're gonna wax, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
All right, this guy's going to wax. Give me just 1 second. Talk amongst yourselves for 2 seconds. Wait a second.
I'm doing a shotgun.
AJ?
So, Zach,
you go see Pacific Rim?
God, it just sucks at carrying
job?
His job.
No, hey, I missed it.
Do you want to talk about the trailer? What?
First things first, do a shotgun.
Yeah, I'm going to wait till you get back, man. All
right.
I don't want to be unprofessional.
You're kind of pulling back the curtain there.
Dude, right? I'm not the host, okay? I'm not in charge of what goes on here.
I see you blowing smoke up your own asshole.
Dude, you know what? Submit me an email and I'll run it up the ladder and we'll see how it goes
there
next week.
Go, yeah.
We won't read it on the air. Sorry, we're having some fun at some people's expense here. That's our bad.
Yeah.
Keep listening to Seth's brochure.
Yeah, keep listening. Hey, how was that shotgun? Hold on, let me give you guys a topic before. Oh, you want to smoke this? Hold on.
Yeah.
Man, oh man.
Let me fire up another topic and then I'm going to shotgun a beer. Oh, wait. We're going to do waxing, but we need to heat up the wax strip. So I'm going to get the waxing wheel in motion and let me go ahead and pull up something for Zach to run with here.
All right. You don't have to melt the wax strip for anything. Just do it in your hands.
Yeah, I know. I want to shotgun a beer too and I'm going to do it while I'm up. Let's see. Really altered it really fast. Dude, this is something that AJ brought to my attention again. Damn it, I want to talk about this too. It's going to suck that I'm up, but like.
You'd be quick.
The protocol involved with kissing a chick after getting your dick sucked.
As long as she doesn't... as long as you don't cover your mouth, I'm fine with it.
But what do you do covering your mouth?
Then give it 30 and a toothbrush.
You think 30 is... I think a toothbrush itself is almost appropriate. I think 30 and a toothbrush is a perfect cocktail. What are you up for?
I'm going to pee.
No! You don't get to piss on the air. That's right.
You ever been a radio through?
You made it through Edward Forty Hands. I mean,
yeah, 30 right. minutes and a mouthwash and toothbrush.
That's if she comes to me plus a blowjob later on.
That's if she comes in your mouth.
Well, it really depends if she comes in your mouth.
I don't think the cum makes that big of a difference.
Sorry, other way around.
Okay, you don't think that whether or not you spuzz in her mouth makes that big of a difference?
Even when she's sucking your dick, well, spuzz is coming out.
I mean, it's already released way back there. Right. So.
Psychologically, though, it seems to make a big difference.
She doesn't
maybe you guys
she doesn't
like,
use it as chat.
If she didn't let me spuzz in her mouth, I probably don't want to ever kiss her again anyway.
It's not like lip balm.
Ouch. It is not lip balm.
Dude, honestly, come on. We're all grown men here. When was the last time a girl didn't let you come in her mouth?
Last week.
No, I honestly asked you.
No, actually, I don't know. Maybe I just suck, but that's been more of a rarity for me than it has been it's been the exception that proves the rule, I would
say. Wait, you mean it's been an exception? She swallowed your nut?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That's not a regular thing.
Yeah. You've just been lucky, man.
I've never been with a girl that didn't.
We talked about that. There's a lot of women.
I've only been
with
one chick that didn't swallow.
Yeah.
Wait, what? You've only been with one chick?
Yeah.
So you're agreeing with me?
No, one chick that didn't swallow. I'm not betting with one chick.
No, you're agreeing with me that most chicks do it.
Whoa, okay. Yeah. How? Are you saying you've been with more than one woman?
No! We were confused!
AJ and I, seems like we're clearly banging in a different demographic.
I've been in one twice.
Well, yeah, AJ said he can't really feel the difference between wearing a condom and going sleeveless.
Why did you say that?
What are you say
this was a conversation that Kevin and I have had numerous times, and I don't know. I mean, I've done both, and I just personally. I don't feel like it changes that.
That's apples and oranges!
Yeah.
Sure, I don't know.
And she also said he doesn't like even getting BJs that much.
They're okay.
Girls can tell that. That's why they don't let you finish in their mouths.
I guess.
What do you mean? They say, like...
Do you go soft in their mouth?
Yeah, dude, I want to get into this, and I'm talking far away. So you're saying if you're in the middle of a girl sucking your dick, she's stopped and said, let me know when you're going to come. That's what happened?
I've heard that before, but I'm not sure what context you're like, you know... Phrasing this in.
Okay, well, if you're getting a blowjob to completion, there's only two options. You either came in her mouth, or she told you, tell me, and then you...
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yes, usually.
Yeah.
Weird.
Oh, well, usually I'm the gentleman about it. I say, you want to tell me what I'm at, you know?
Oh, see, I've never done that in my life! What do you say?
What?
Oh, wait, well, I need to call
back. Get the fuck back on the mic.
You're right.
Shack on your beer.
All right.
Cheers. 2, 3, 4... Master of his craft. Oh man, oh man. Are you faster?
Huh?
You faster?
Oh, I'm a lot of practice, but I reckon I can take him to
that was.
We should
you can never beat me at shotgunning. No one has ever beat me at shotgunning. By the way, I'm sorry for doing that. That was unprofessional.
We should race sometime, the four of us.
I still felt the conversation kept going while I was gone about the blowjobs and the mouth thing. I think the point
you were carrying a conversation.
Zach, have you only got a blowjob from one girl?
Yes. Exactly. My point's kind of null and void, so.
And really, the first time that she ever gave you a BJ, you didn't finish it. She said, let me know when you're going to finish. Or you said, I will tell you.
First time I didn't even get there, dude. I'm one of those guys that's like, it's not that easy for me to get there on BJ alone.
Dang. Me either, unless it's a good beach.
Yeah.
If it's a good beach, it's a good beach. But man...
Good beach is good
beach. Kyle knows exactly what I'm talking about here. Like, I've been with girls that were never able to make me finish from a beach. Just because I could tell they didn't really want to be doing it.
If anybody doesn't know what a beach is, it's a blowjibber.
Shut the fuck up. Look.
Is that the terminology? Blowjibber?
I was
that from Children's Hospital.
I was talking with my brother recently, and he said, there's really only two things that can completely ruin a BJ. It's like, teeth or lack of enthusiasm. And I'm like, look, you're young, like, you have much to learn, but you actually stumbled upon some good wisdom there, because that is true. Those are probably the only two things that I wouldn't be able to finish. And anytime I wasn't able to finish with a BJ from a chick, it was because I could just tell that she didn't want to be doing it.
I mean, that's not necessarily, I'd say there's three things, because it also depends on you. For example, Friday,
yeah,
things are going awesome, right? But I've been out with you, done some questionable things,
so
lots of booze,
so
nothing happened.
You weren't able to finish?
No.
From banging?
No, from a beach.
Oh, well, that's it. If you're drunk, you probably won't finish from a beach. That's true.
Three things.
Yeah, I want to.
That's true. You didn't bang that night, though?
No, we did.
But you were able to finish from that.
Twice.
Oh, well, see, that's
awesome.
Dude, yeah, no. Perfectly normal circumstances.
Yeah.
If I'm really hammered, a beach is not.
A beach, you put it in the beach.
Plus, man, when you... You know when you're really hammered, there's no way you're going to finish from a beach.
Oh, no.
No way.
Even if there's lots of enthusiasm?
Even if there's lots of enthusiasm.
Dude, when I'm sober, I can finish from an over-the-pants handy.
Me too.
Oh, no shit.
Well, that was when I was 15, all right? We're talking 12 years ago.
Yeah. Your own handy.
Don't get me wrong, man. There's times where, like, just the moment strikes so well that, like, the runtime is not impressive.
Jesus.
I'm sure originally I've busted probably less than a minute, like, if you want to be, until I'm sure it's happened a couple times.
Oh,
most of
God.
The time it doesn't. It's just it's a rare occurrence, but every once in a while, it's just
all
the planets align, and I'm like, oh, shit, dude, I can't hold out.
You've hit it from an over-the-pants handy?
No, I'm talking about banging a chick.
Well, no, I mean, if a chick is giving you an over-the-pants handy,
No.
You got there?
No, I've never done that.
Kyle?
No, I just wanted to say that.
I was like, Christ.
You're a fucking Weisenheimer.
Be a man.
Nobody's ever come from that.
All right.
Unless you're, I don't know.
Unless you're B-San.
Who?
That didn't happen. Nobody knows what we're talking about anyway, unless you want to enlighten.
Yeah, let's get back on topic.
Yeah,
now what is the topic? Thanks a lot for that. Way for throwing us off. Way to throw off my chi.
Whatever, dude.
I felt like I was on a roll there. I feel like we all were, and Kyle just grinded us to a halt. That's a black mark against Kyle for the night. AJ's black mark is that his lack of liking BJs and going to sleep. I'm not going to forget that.
Some of the best part of this night was when that fucking dude was like, he showed you his ass. You guys both hopped up at the same time.
I didn't.
Started struggling. No, these two fuckers.
These guys.
Yeah, AJ and Kyle. And he started struggling with their belts to show them their asses.
Look, we got so caught up in this conversation, we only have 13 minutes left. But guys, who's going to get fucking waxed, man?
Agreed.
While you're heating that up, actually, on the BJ discussion, y'all ever been with a girl who maybe she's not very good at it, but she's very enthusiastic and she goes down way too far and it feels like your dick just hit up against a wall or something like that? No?
No, never had that problem. I mean, one girl, so what are you gonna do?
Dude, what fucking, where does this guy come from?
You guys? You would have more to weigh on that than I would.
Sorry, guys, so. Actually, okay. I got a confession for you. I'm a virgin. I've never done any of that stuff.
Yeah?
You're not funny. All right, so...
Yeah,
AJ totally torpedoed.
Hey,
I'm gonna.
Hey,
oh, you want to roll one
more? Taking a little too deep there.
You guys are both horrible right now. Calm down.
I
thought that was gay.
I think you're both funny.
What is this, fucking Mel Brooks? What is this?
Wait, isn't one of these two strips?
Jesus. What?
Isn't one of these two strips?
What do you mean?
Like, if we pull this apart, isn't this two separate strips?
Yes.
Oh, I only need to warm one. Fuck off.
You don't have to do it. These guys are doing it.
I was like,
yeah, all right.
Oh, yeah, good point. You got waxed like four times. I got waxed
for everyone
twice.
Listening, each one of these guys is going to get waxed twice, the newbies, Kyle and AJ, where Kyle really isn't a newbie, but AJ is a first-timer, and man.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. If the hair didn't come all the way off the first time, you got to keep going until it's
AJ,
all
who's clearly had the weirdest sex life of any fucking dude I know.
Oof. And oh, man.
You ever been sitting around and having a sex talk with a guy you know who's like, yeah, I don't really know the difference between using a condom or not, and you know, I don't really care for blowjobs. So you're like, well, what the fuck are we gonna talk about?
Masturbating mostly.
I don't know, buddy. Somehow we found a middle ground over the years, and I imagine myself in our audience.
So where did you guys work? Tim Hortons?
He and I worked at Tom Thumb.
Tom fucking Thumb.
Tim Hortons? What the fuck is that?
I don't know where it came from.
Dude, are you from here?
No, not.
I'm drunk. And where the fuck is Kyle? I want to wax his ass.
Fucking he's pissing.
AJ, where do you want to get waxed? This shit's hot enough.
Oh shit, dude, my ass is like hairy as all fuck. Let's see this, man.
Zach, you're still the young blood. You're putting this on his ass.
Oh, motherfucker. Oh, right. I put it on my own ass.
I'll pull it off. You just gotta put it on.
Oh my god.
You go, put your, oh, dude. Oh. Ass. Dude, I went. I seriously
need to lay it over his ass wrap.
I'm serious. Like hot dog or hamburger.
Hot dog or hamburger.
Like just
hold that.
Vertical along his ass. Crack.
You're doing that?
And I want you to
you're ripping it off?
Yes. But no, but I want you to really like squeeze it in between. I want you to credit card it.
Dude.
Give me a DVD. No, not one of my DVDs.
Gold finger.
No!
Gold finger!
No! Stop, dude, do not use gold finger.
I'm using gold
stop.
Finger.
Stop!
Okay. Okay. Use five of them. Alright.
Holy shit. This is my show. It's not using gold finger.
What are you guys planning?
I'll hear this gold finger.
Get comfortable.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So Kyle's applying the wax strip to. Hold on. Guys, turn to where I can see you, man. I'm trying to do a radio show here. Alright, we're not just. Oh, God. AJ's bent over. It looks. Oh, my God. Oh. Kyle's actually wedging the wax strip in between his butt cheeks with his iPhone. Whoa, flatten it out, though, on the sides. Flatten it out. Yeah. Dude, we need a picture of this. Somebody get a picture. Yes! A profile shot. All right. You got one to soak in. Wait, Kyle, where are you going?
No, wait, just wait.
Let me slap one on you while we're waiting for him.
Where are we going with this?
Where do you want to go with it? Save the goose for last.
Oh, yeah. You want to go?
Oh, yeah, dude.
You want to go vert? Hold on, let me adjust my mic here.
So you're going to do your stomach?
Oh, yeah. Right across the happy trail.
Wait, you want to go across the happy trail?
Alright, Kyle's going to go vertically along his. Oh, wow. That is a lot.
Dude,
Corey did it. Don't be a pussy.
You know what? That's it for a couple minutes.
Sit down. Oof.
Hey, like that?
My fingers are greasy.
Any problem?
Sorry.
AJ, let's see that ass. It looks like he has an ass wipe stuck up in his butt crack.
My cell phone was in that.
Yeah. Why did you iron it out with your cell phone? Oh, because I told you not to use gold finger. Yeah. Why don't you just pick a shitty DVD? Something I'll never watch.
I'm
going to
take a
whiz
right now.
You're going to grab, like, The Legend of Zorro to stick in his ass cheek or something. Why Goldfinger?
Why not?
I don't even actually own that movie.
Goldfinger was funny because of the pun.
Yeah.
Brownfinger?
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
Sweet.
How come I'm the only one throughout the show that doesn't have to get up and take a piss?
I don't.
That's your point.
Yeah. We're pros at this.
You have a camel.
Yeah, but Kyle falls into the champion drinker.
We've been doing this for months.
Status. That's a good point.
We're on the level. We know how this shit works. You piss at the break, or you don't piss at all. That's it.
You are correct.
This is great, dude. We got Kyle surrendering a wax strip with his phone and AJ's ass.
This is everything I ever wanted.
This is perfect.
It really is.
We need to keep this ball rolling.
I love everything that's going on right now, and we still have 8 minutes left, and I really, really, really want to get this wax action going.
Agreed.
Because we still have two more each to do for these fucks. So let's get the ball rolling. AJ, you got wax first, so you get pulled first.
Okay,
who's going to do it? You're going to pull up?
Go, man. Go.
Fuck off.
You want me? I'll do it.
Okay.
I'm going down. Yeah.
Yeah, go against the green.
Yeah, I'm gonna blow him. He doesn't like that anyway.
Yeah, just hold on.
Oh, fuck. You're like, no way to do this without touching his ass.
Get in the mic so you can hear it.
Dude, you're gonna be able to hear it, trust me.
Yeah, it's loud.
Alright.
Hey, hold on. I wanna come around.
Lean your ass more towards the mic. No, turn this way. Counterclockwise. There you go. Yeah. Perfect.
Chat roulette.
Ready?
Smell his ass. Dude, I swear to God, I can smell his ass. Did you rip ass?
I tried to.
I gotta get this over with. Right. One, two, three. Ah! Oh
my god.
I shoved her on his face.
It's so cool back there. I swear it smells ass.
Oh, get out of here, get off. Stop. That's not good radio. Get out of my face.
I think you gotta go up on
it. All right. We gotta get this shit together, man. Calm down. Shut up. Everybody shut the fuck up. All right. Oh, I'm gonna rip this. I'm gonna go downward again. Go right. You want me to go up?
I think it needs to go up.
All right. I think it needs to go up. I think get on the other side.
Okay.
I think up is where the action is.
Yeah, that's gonna fuck.
No, you've got too far away. Right here.
Okay. Cool.
Right
here.
All right.
Wait.
You want me to go on three?
Go whenever.
I'm gonna go on three. One, two.
Oh! Oh!
Dude, we didn't even get that much.
Yeah.
That wasn't so bad.
Dude, we barely got you. Do another one.
All right.
Dude, do it the next one.
Red cross sign.
Can we get a swastika?
Right. Fucking chat with that guy. He's like, hey, what's up, guys? I'm cool. Here's a swastika.
Dude, I swear I can still feel that sticky shit on my ass hair.
Yeah, no, that'll be on there for a while.
Yep. You have to shower, right? Oh, God, I'm touching. Oh, no. God. Fuck.
Just rub it in between your hands for a while. There you go.
Dude,
Ocean
I feel like AJ's ass here is stuck to my fingers.
You said that when you pulled it off my ass.
Don't worry.
Getting your ass waxed, I feel like you're part of a rite of passage on this show.
Yeah, you know what?
You know what actually wasn't as bad as I anticipated?
You did it. I did it.
You feel like a guy sitting in prison. You've done it all.
Yeah.
You'll do what? You'll do what?
Top part of the pubes.
That's not that bad. Do the groin.
What do you mean?
Do the shaft. I'm like this.
Do the base of the shaft.
Well, I'm worried that you'll tear the shaft.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was worried about, is the jerking motion. But Kyle said he was going to do a scrot. Now, I would recommend your scrot not being in a relaxed state where it's like floppy. You want it to seal up into that tight.
Turtle shell.
Yeah. That's what you want. That's what you want. Dude, I can totally smell his ass.
And he shoved it in my fucking face.
You guys are gross.
I'm in the shower since I've been back to California.
Oh my god.
Is that when you get back to California?
Yeah. No, I actually just took a shower today. I forgot to apply
a haircut?
Yeah,
haircut. Gotta watch this
guy. He looks like Nathan Fillion from Firefly.
Wait,
he does work, right? Actually, yeah.
He looks alright.
Both sides work, right?
Oh. Well, yeah, so.
Both waxes?
So what's AJ doing?
What are you doing?
What are you waxing? Wait, you're supposed to use the gooch!
What?
AJ just used the gooch paper! Asshole!
You slapped it on your ass.
Dude, you're still doing the gooch. If you did the gooch, I'll do something. In fact, go ahead and put it on the gooch.
What?
Yeah, do the gooch.
You know what we should do? We should get some scissors and cut out like intricate, like cut out a dick in wax paper and like have it waxed off your ass.
This isn't NOM, dude. We have rules. The show doesn't just run as long as you want to. We only have 3.5 minutes left, and I want you to do the gooch.
Get in some content. We'll get the gooch.
You're not wrong, Kevin. You're just an asshole.
No, we're doing the gooch tonight.
You're not doing the gooch tonight.
Dude, this is so unprofessional.
I'm not doing the waxing 2 weeks in a row, man. All Why right. did you have to do that voice?
Dude, my gooch is
what does that voice even mean?
I don't know.
Stop doing it.
Sorry.
Asshole.
Hey.
Will you do it or not?
The gooch is sweaty. It's not going to stick.
Dan, yes or no? Will you do it or not?
Not tonight. Man.
Not doing it.
Seriously? I hate people telling me not to do stuff on the show. You were going to tase your nuts. Right, now you
give
want
me a towel. Let me dry off my gooch.
Get a paper towel, man.
All right.
I actually remember one time in high school, Kyle, to be an asshole without telling me, took a piece of notebook paper, rubbed it on his gooch, and then came up to me and was like, smell this, dude. This smelled so bad. I'm not even lying. Dude, AJ, for the good of the show, take a sniff. This. The paper towel he's rubbing on his gooch. I'll do it if you do it. Dude, come on. I'll do it.
I'm not fucking doing it.
Oh shit, I actually might need to grab my power with that.
Oh,
perfect.
Okay, we ripped this off my ass.
So, you're a little loose.
I'll do it. Okay. Do it right now?
Yeah,
really quick? Up or down?
Down.
Down?
Move,
Ah, I touched your ass. All right, 1, 2, 3.
Ah!
It
ripped off the glass.
Ow! That was
much worse.
Hold it all, right? 1, 2, 3. There you go. Oh no!
Dude, who's gonna sniff Kyle's gooch paper towel?
Ah,
what the fuck?
It's right there.
I'm trying to rip, dude. Ah! I'm the host, man. You can't do that to me.
Throw that shit away. Christ. That's exactly what Kevin said. He's like, you got a hairy ass. Like, I know.
Hey, shit, we got a problem, guys. I can smell AJ's ass again. Hey, we got a problem. I'm gonna plug battery power. So we need to close the show up quick. I can't plug my charger in with all of our inputs in there. Right. Kyle, you gonna do the goose or not? Get a wax strip.
2 minutes. You're not enough time.
You're right, it's not enough time.
We're never gonna do it now.
Just take the.
Oh, he's still got one on his belly. Whatever. This is gay.
The six pack.
Oh God. I think it's. I think it's still in the fridge.
I like how it's like. Shoot the J.
One, two, ah! Oh, still nothing.
Get the other side,
dude. You got.
A lot.
Whatever. You're not going with the grain.
All right. I think we had a good time.
You got a call?
I think we do.
I really wanted to do the gooch, but I know. I'll let it go for this week.
We've literally run out.
How meaning, far are we from having a setup to do the gooch? Like 2 minutes, 3 minutes?
Yes.
I can't do it. Fine.
That's what I said.
Your power adapter's gonna die.
Yeah,
not if you hurry the fuck up.
It's not gonna. You have to let it set.
Kyle, put me in a bag and just do it.
How much power do you have?
I'll rip it off.
How much power do you have?
I got 3%. You're right, I can't risk it.
You're gonna save the show.
You're right. All right.
There's no for the good of this episode.
Well, I hope everyone listening had a good time because I had a fucking awesome time at the return of the Status Bro Show, brand new.
Absolutely.
I'm signing off. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with Mr.
Zach Lewis.
And Andrew. And this fucking guy. We'll see you next week. You're listening to... Wait, you listened to...
You have listened to...
Status Bro Show.